five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts, a five-alarm fire. Five bells, move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go!
Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the Demon of Fire. In just a minute, we'll join Tim Collins down at the dock of the Tenacombe Towboat Company, where Tim, using the rescue company's diving gear, is about to make a special test dive in the muddy waters to try out Chief Cody's new idea. But before we follow Tim Collins to the waterfront, here's a message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the waterfront, to the end of the dock where Tim Collins, using the rescue company's diving gear, has just made his first underwater trip with his friend Private Mushnowski operating the hand pump that provides air for the diving helmet. Just a moment ago, you remember, as Chief Cody helped him take off the heavy helmet, Tim said,
Chief Cody, if I'd known diving is such fun, I'd have been down there long ago.
But take this towel, son. Rub yourself down. And put on that sweater.
Oh, thanks, Chief. Hey, Mush.
Yeah. Got a kick out of it, did you?
Yeah. Often does a rescue company get a chance for a dive like that?
Well, it isn't fun all the time, Hooksy. Not when you're down there looking for some car, maybe, that went into the river, and you got to find it fast and open it up and maybe find somebody inside.
Yeah. I see what you mean. You got to move fast. But underwater, you just can't.
Well, that's what I'm puzzling about, boys. How to save time on a job like that.
Yeah, but that magnet, Chief, how can that help?
Well, here's how I figure it, Collins. Hand me that magnet, will you, Mushnowski?
Yeah, here you are, Chief. It's great. It's the biggest one I ever saw.
Yeah, big as a horseshoe.
The biggest I could find in town, unless I borrowed an electric magnet from the metalworks.
Yeah, well, you've got it fastened to a length of line, Chief. That magnet's powerful, but you don't think it's big enough to haul a piece of iron right out of the water.
Hey, wait. Hooksy, the Chief's got something.
Oh, like what?
That magnet, that's for locating iron or steel, huh, Chief?
That's what I hope, Mushnowski.
Hey, you see, Collins, you throw it down into the water where something's sunk. Only it's all muddy and murky.
Yeah. But what about grappling irons? Don't they find what you're looking for?
Yes, in time, son. But maybe this can save us time.
Because maybe it locates the car, whatever you're looking for, see? And if it locates things any faster...
Well, let's find out. Chief, can't we test your idea?
Well, that's why I'm here, son. Where's that sack full of scrap iron I brought?
I'm sitting on it, Chief.
Oh, okay. Well, dump it out, Mushnowski. We'll throw those chunks of iron into the water just to be sure there's something for the magnet to find.
Yeah, I'll check.
Heads up, fishes. Look out below.
Scatter them around, Mushnowski.
Yeah, Chief, there's so much junk lying around down there you can't see from here because the water's so muddy, but there's no knowing what your magnet might find.
Well, bring me anything it locates, Collins. Maybe there's so much old iron on the bottom of the river, this idea is no good at all. But, well, on the other hand...
All gone, Chief. I chucked the iron all in the river. Now what?
Well, just give me room.
Back up, Hooksy.
Yeah.
Chief wants to swing the magnet on the line.
Yeah. Give it a few twirls around my head, get up some speed, and let her go!
Nice throw, Chief. Nice throw.
Yeah.
Now all you got to do is to drag her over the bottom.
Yeah, I'll coil the line as you haul in it. Hey, you feel a pull?
Got something?
A bite? I mean, she sticks to something?
Well, maybe it's just caught in some of that underwater junk. Let's see what happens when I try to pull it free. And gently now.
Hey, look, it came free and it jumped back again.
Yeah. That's iron down there.
Yeah.
Chief, you picked up a piece of iron, but I never throwed any chunks out that far.
Well, let's see what the chief caught. You want me to go down again, Chief Cody? If you pass me the line when I get down the ladder...
Yeah, that's it. I'll make the end secure to the dock and pass you the line.
Yeah, and I'll trail it out to the end where the magnet's got hold of something. Come on, Mush. Get busy on that handle.
Yeah, okay, huh? Hooksy. I'll start the air coming.
Yeah. Now, steady, Collins. I'll help you get the diving helmet on. He's getting air, Mushnowski. All right. He's ready to go down the ladder.
What's the lifeline in the air hose, Chief Cody?
Yeah, I'll keep them running straight. All right, boy. Down you go. Good luck.
He can't hear you, Chief. Not in that helmet.
Hey, look what he's reaching for.
That line that's fastened to the magnet. And now he's rolling. Keep that air pumping, Mushnasty. He's at water level. Going on down. Yeah, now he's out of sight.
Is he on the bottom yet? Can't tell, can you?
No, this water's so muddy I can't... Yeah, there he goes. Lines are moving away from the dock.
I wonder what he'll find down there. Sure wasn't one of the iron scraps I throwed in.
We'll know in a minute. Now keep pumping that air.
A few minutes later, Chief Cody carefully reels in Tim's lifeline and air hose as the young fireman begins his underwater trip back up to the dock.
Keep pumping, Mushnasty. Here he comes.
Can you see his helmet, Chief? Is he on the ladder?
He's climbing up. Yeah, yeah. He's breaking water now. Great blazing blisters.
What's up, Chief? What's he got? What did he bring back?
It's like a bag full of mud. Here, pass it up to me, Collins. You can't climb with that bag to carry.
He can't hear you, Chief.
I know. He passed it up anyway. Ew, what a mess. Look at this. Must have been down there for years.
Must be iron or steel in it somewhere, though. Check it on the dock. Better give Hooksy a hand.
Yeah. All right. I got him. Easy, boy. One more rung. Steady. That's it. That's it. Now let's get that helmet off.
Okay, Chief. I'm out in daylight again.
Yeah.
All right, if I take off these boots and harness...
Yeah, strip them off, Collins. You've had enough for your first day of diving. All right, Mushnasty. Secure the pump.
Right, Chief.
What'd I bring up?
Yeah, what did you bring up?
Huh?
Is that mess the best you found?
Whatever it is, there's metal in it.
Oh, yes, sir. The magnet was fixed fast to the bundle. Hey, that's a sleeve.
Sleeve?
Yeah.
Hey, you're right, Collins. This is, or was, the jacket to somebody's suit.
Yeah, that's it. You can see now it's been balled up so as to make a bundle, and the sleeve's tied in a knot. It feels heavy, too.
Cut the knot, Mush. You've got a knot.
No, don't, boy.
Oh, sir, that coat is so filthy with mud.
Yes, I know, but we don't know what we have here. We better not rip or tear the cloth. It might be important.
Let's see what the metal is. Maybe I can shake it out.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me. I've got mud on me anyway.
Okay. I got it.
Three packages wrapped in paper. I better not open them.
Oh, this one's torn open, Chief. It's good grief. What is it?
Hey, it's a plate, Hooksy. It's a plate like printers use. You know, for printing cards and tickets and all like that.
Yeah, some printer tied up his plates in a coat and threw them off the dock. Does that make sense?
Now, look here, boys. This plate is too big to print cards or tickets from. And I think we have stumbled across something important.
Uh-oh. Look here, Hooksy.
Yeah, funny. Hold it to the light and it's a picture of a piece of paper money. All backwards, the way they print things to come out right when the ink lands on the paper. But
look, these plates.
Yeah?
Only two things could have happened. Maybe the man at the government printing office or wherever they got tired printing money threw the plates away.
No, I don't think it's that, Mushnasty.
Me neither, Chief. So it looks like...
Yeah, counterfeiting. Maybe somebody made these plates to print fake money.
Right.
But who threw them off the dock? Or maybe from a boat, and when? Maybe it was...
Now listen, kid, this is police business. We're fire department. Me, I don't want any part...
Yeah, but we found the stuff, Mush. Don't you want to know...
He's right, Collins. It's police business.
This is one from McGurk, huh, Chief?
Who?
Detective Sergeant McGurk.
He's the funny money man.
Oh, the one that's a kind of specialist in counterfeit money, huh?
That's the man. We'll take this find of ours to Tenacombe's office down at the end of the dock and put in a call for the police.
All right, Hutsy, pack up. You're through diving for today.
Yeah.
Help me stow this tackle in the car.
That's right. Pack up, boys. And meet me at Tenacombe's office. I'll go ahead and phone McGurk.
Yeah, yes, sir. Be there in 5 minutes. Hey, Mush, I never knew the rescue company got into things like this.
Not me. Count me out. I don't want any part of it. Help me heave this pump back into the back of the car.
Yeah, sure, but... Wait a minute. Don't you get a kick out of this? I mean, look, going for just a practice dive, and then we turn up a bunch of counterfeiters' plates.
Listen, Hooksy. Huh? Years ago, before I came in the department, I worked in the carnival, remember?
Oh, sure, but what's that...
Years ago, I seen all I wanted, the kind of guys that shove queer money, and I don't need no more. Those babies are tough, kid. But what I mean, tough.
Oh, now, listen, Mush,
I don't even want to listen about it. Come on. Muckle onto the end of this pump frame.
Oh, what are you worried about? We'll never even hear of these plates again as soon as Chief Cody hands them over to Sergeant McGurk.
Now, Tim could be wrong. And this time, he is wrong. because Tim and Mushnowski and the whole rescue company will soon hear more about those plates used by a gang of counterfeiters to make fake money. You'll hear about them, too, and you'll meet Detective Sergeant McGurk in our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody. And I wonder if you remember the three things that are needed for a fire. First, material that will burn. Second, a high degree of heat. And third, oxygen to feed the blaze. By the same token, if you take away the material, cool down the heat, or shut off the supply of oxygen, the fire goes out. And in one of these three ways, your firefighters knock down every blaze they meet. Sounds easy, but it's not always easy to do. Well, that's all for now. You'll hear from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go!
Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.